If you in them streets,
we coming for you.
And life got you beat,
we coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap,
we coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat,
we coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless,
we coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is,
we coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed,
we coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save,
we coming for you. Listen,
from the love of Christ, it's love. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Better to draw near in obedience than to offer the sacrifices fools do, for they ignorantly do wrong. Do not be hasty to speak, and do not be impulsive to make a speech before God. God in heaven and you on earth, so let your words be few. For dreams result from much work, and a fool's voice from many words. When you make a vow to God, don't delay fulfilling it, because he does not delight in fools. Fulfill what you vow. Better that you do not vow than that you vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth bring guilt on you, and do not say in the presence of the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry with you, with your words, and destroy the works of your hand? For many dreams bring futility, so do many words. Therefore, fear God. Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7.
Welcome to Hope Radio 98.7 Joy. Welcome, him. Gentlemen. How was your Christmas?
Beautiful.
It was really awesome. Yeah, it was good. I had my family over.
Oh, yeah.
And I cooked for them, and I trust they enjoy themselves by the Absolutely. Consumption of food. Mm-hmm. We only had a day worth of leftovers instead of two or three. So I guess they enjoyed themselves. I actually made three desserts from scratch.
Man, I heard about that sweet potato pie, man. Yeah.
Somebody came up to me and said, I want a spiritual experience. I was like, what? And my daughter was telling about the sweet potato
pie. That's what she told me.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
I'm
got your Betty Crocker on, huh?
I'm going getting back into cooking. What's
so good about Christmas? I had to work Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Christmas after.
Well, you were blessed to make double time, so.
That's it.
So. Hey, it was on a Sunday. That's triple time, right?
Yeah, man. So Chris, the Lord bless you three times. As Man, much so
what a blessing yeah
but as we're going into 2017, you know, I want to remind everybody of the classes that we got coming up, and one of the new classes that we're doing is the movies versus the Bible, or the awesome. Bible versus the movies,
yeah,
where we're actually going to look at particular movies and analyze them as it relates to the Bible, you know. And we have a lot of people that really look at movies as an education piece, you know,
even becoming a gospel in a sense.
Right. And I can't tell you how wrong the History Channel has been, and how wrong Noah and some of the other movies have been. But Exodus. Then some that almost get it right. Mm-hmm. You know, you have like the Passion of the Christ, that segment that they did, you know, where he had it all in Hebrew or Aramaic speaking, which was fascinating to me.
Powerful.
How a movie like that can be in a foreign dialogue and still grasp your attention throughout the whole thing.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the Ten Commandments, Messiah,
Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah. The Cecil B. DeMille, we're going to analyze that one more culturally, you know, because he takes a lot of his stuff from Josephus.
Right.
But that's also where we got the major error of Ramses being the Pharaoh of the Exodus, which he was not.
Mm.
Because of an anachronism in the Bible.
Right. So, you know, Rich, Frank, Zach, that's a great thing to do. I can't tell you how many times throughout my Christian life as people come to me and they say, you see this movie? And it's like, well, I heard about it. I didn't see it yet. They say, oh, yeah, well, is this, you know, I seen this happen in the movie. Is this in the Bible? I seen that happen in the movie. Is that in the Bible? So that's pretty good that, that you – putting that class together to
bring some clarity,
And in the class, we're going to show people how to dissect the movie as well,
right?
And hopefully, you'll still be able to enjoy your movies, but you also have to understand, as Christians, we're defenders of the faith.
Right.
We're defenders of the Word of God. And when people come and ask us, you know, I'm not going to stand up in the theater, apostasy. I mean, I ain't going to do nothing crazy like that.
Right.
But to know where there's error, you know, in this, you know, we have to be careful. So,
yeah.
And so we have the highest soul. We have the behold your God.
Mm.
And I have to reiterate, we really need people to register because we have to order the books.
Right.
And most of the books are free. There's a couple of classes that there's a cost to it, but most of them are free. They're within our budget.
Yeah.
You just have to be committed to finishing the class.
Finalizing,
if you get the book, you know, finish what you start, which brings us to what we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about, our subject today is Reza Lies.
Mm, uh-huh.
Not realize with a Z, Reza Lies. Reza meaning, lies. And it's a playoff. It's a sermon I heard years ago as a kid. Mm-hmm. Around this time, the preacher was talking about, how many of y'all make New Year's resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
And people raise their hand. And how many of them turn into Reza Lies?
Mm.
You know, you make them on January 1st, and by January 2nd, they're a lie. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I wanted to talk about it because, you know, making a commitment to do better or to be better or what have you, or to lose weight or something like that. I mean, it's a great goal.
Mm-hmm.
But are you being realistic about it? Are you being realistic? If you didn't have the discipline to lose the weight, what's making it change because it's January 1st?
Right.
Well, a newfound commitment. Okay, so how are you going to make that happen?
Mm.
And so the question I have is, how can a person truly make a resolution and stick to it? What are the components of that?
Mm. Well, if, you know, to make a resolution and make it stick, you know, now, me personally, I haven't made it a resolution, but I wanna lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I need exercise. I'm in a position now where I stay, there's a gym downstairs.
Yeah.
Where I work, there's a basketball gym. So, you know, I have everything that I need. So it seems like God has heard what I've been thinking about doing. So he says, okay, here you go. But for me, what I have to do is just do it.
Right.
You know, for me to make a stick, I have to, you know, I say, well, I want to lose weight because my feet hurt, you know, too much weight on my feet. And I had that surgery with my gallbladder. I got to eat right.
Right.
But I'm constantly hurting myself by eating and my feet still hurt. So it's just going to take you just have to do it.
Okay.
I can want it. In the morning,
yeah,
it's finna happen.
Well, you can't say God didn't make it easy for you. It's,
man,
like, you ain't even got to get out your pajamas. Just go downstairs.
Right. So, you know, I think, you know, for me personally, I just got to do it. And how bad do I want it?
Right. What about you guys?
Rob? I like to, you know, I'm not big on words, but I like to eisegete the scripture and carefully. I don't want to
eisegete or exegete.
Eisegete. I want to take it out and use it to this subject, so prayerfully it'll be in context.
What?
Oh my God!
On that note,
no,
I got you.
But I think it is a thing of also our will versus God's will. Not that God wouldn't want us to do it or not do it, but I think a lot of times we try to attack problems without his help.
Mm.
And so I found this passage in James to be very comforting. James 4:13-15, and it says, come now, you who say tomorrow we'll do this, or we'll travel to such and such a city, or spend a year there or here and do business and make a profit. You don't even know what tomorrow will bring, what your life will be, for you are like smoke that appears for a while and then vanishes. Instead, we should say, If it's the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or do that.
That's it.
Mm. You gotta, you know, submit it up under God's will and say, Lord, I need your help to do this, not just to say I'm gonna make this resolution.
Right. Yeah. And because any resolution made outside of the will of God is going to fail.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about when we come into this conversation, I think it's nothing wrong with wanting to do better and be better in the upcoming year. I think when we set a vow, you know, I remember when we was kids, we used to always be like, you know, I swear to God, you know, with everything. And then everything that we would swear to God on would become a lie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then we would just say it to manipulate someone into believing that we're telling the truth. You know, but I think going to the scripture as Rob just did, I'll go to the scripture that's located in the same gospel according to Matthew, in the fifth chapter, in verses 33 through 36, and it says, and again, you have heard that it was said to our ancestors, you must not break your oath, but you must keep your oaths to the Lord. But I tell you, don't take an oath at all, either by heaven, because it is God's throne, or by the earth, because it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. Neither should you swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black, but let your word yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything more than this is from the evil one. And so I think that falls in line with wanting to make a vow for the new year, but being careful when you put your mind on trying to be better for the new year to not jump the gun and make a vow that you know you're not going to keep. So be realistic about right. what you're trying to do.
And I think that goes right into context with the scripture that Zach read at the beginning, because mm-hmm. it says, don't be hasty when you're approaching to the Lord. Mm. Be careful, fulfill your vow, keep your word to God.
Right.
And if you're not careful, your vow is just going to be vanity. Right. It's just going to be empty. Mm. And so I like the way Christ puts it in that gospel. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, just
the subtitle just, says, tell the truth.
Right. Because here's the thing. If you already, and I talked to some friends, you know, this morning, and I asked, we had talked about what's the most important character trait mm-hmm. that if you lost it, it would ruin your entire life. Mm. And unequivocally, all of them refer to being trusted by your word.
Wow.
Your word having integrity. And they talked about, as businessmen, it could destroy everything, their business, their family, personally. And then I asked them, on a scale from 1 to 10, if you lost trust, how rabid would you be about gaining it back? Mm-hmm. There's 10, 12, and so on and so forth. So then the challenge was, are you that rabid about fixing that integrity with God?
Right, right.
Ooh. And that's what we're mm-hmm. talking about here mm-hmm. is the fact that if you're a person of godly character, your yes will be yes and your no will be no.
Absolutely.
I ain't got to make a big, huge production. I am going to lose 200 pounds by right. tomorrow. You know, I ain't got to go through all that, make unrealistic stuff. The reality of it is, Lord, as you said, I want to do this. If it is your will, if God says the same, help me to do this. Dear Lord, my yes is yes and my no is no. And any other exaggeration is from Satan.
Well, that's powerful, because in this context, it's saying that a resolution is a vow. I didn't think like that.
Right.
And I know a lot of people don't think that resolutions are vows, but
they are.
When I think about my situation I just described, I didn't say, okay, well, I'm going to do this for God or what I, you know.
Yeah.
But the conditions, he's unfixed the conditions. He heard my heart. He read my mind and put me in a position to do that.
Y'all know what the
soul?
Okay.
That was a, you know.
Yeah, but you know what the synonym for resolution is?
What?
One of the synonyms is repent.
Okay.
One of the synonyms is repent. You resolve to, I'm making the defiant statement that I am not going to be this way or do this. I am not going to. I'm making the emphatic statement. That's the same element of repentance.
Mm-hmm. I think
to be godly sorry and not doing it again, resolve to not doing it again.
And I think also we have to, as men of God, operating in the community
and women
of citizens of the kingdom of God,
yeah.
You know, I think we always have to operate according to the presence of God.
Explain so when that. We explain
operate according operate. To the operating according to the presence of God is that everything we do is under the comprehensible rule of God,
yeah.
Right? And so even if we're having a conversation like on 98.7 about living out our lives, reflecting the image of God, we have to do it in context that God is here with us and he is the audience listening mm-hmm. and beholding what we're doing.
Because
he's
cause
always he is. With us.
Because it changes everything.
Absolutely.
When you yeah. when the guys were talking this morning, we were all saying like if we actually believe that we're doing things in the presence of God, it takes on a whole different mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because and I use this, you know, this graphic.
That's scary.
Would you take your nephew or your niece to a strip club?
Mm-hmm.
And watching the women do what they do, would you take your 5 or 6 year old grandchild to a strip club? Then why are you dragging God into that same atmosphere?
Ouch.
Because we have the Holy Spirit who resides in us.
That's right.
Until the day of redemption, sealed until the day of redemption. And so when we talk about making, you know, commitments to the Lord, he doesn't take that lightly.
Mm-mm.
And he said, it's better that you shut your mouth.
Right.
Than that you open up your mouth because you said it. A lot of times we're doing it to make it look good in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
God know we ain't finna lose 200 pounds in 2 days.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And so,
exactly.
Right. And so my thing is that.
That's serious.
When we talk about making these commitments and letting our yes be yes and our no be no, it's living under the constant understanding that you're in the presence of God.
All the time.
And in your commune, you're like, Lord, I really would like to do this. Can you help me to do this? Does the Lord want you to be healthy? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ask him how to do it. Don't flip through the Bible and say, oh, man, Daniel, you know, whatever. Because historically, thick people were seen as healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the way they ate. There were some people that were skinny as all get out and was eating diseased and all types of crazy stuff. The Egyptian was known for their fornicating and sexual appetites and things like that. And you looked at people always try to adhere to like the Hebrew diet and stuff like that and take it out of context.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Eating that way will make you healthier.
Right.
But it don't necessarily make you spiritually healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, my first thing is, Lord, will what I want to do bring me closer to you? And I'm not saying that I want to stay fat because it keeps me closer to the Lord. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about anything that I commit to doing is got to be under the understanding that it brings me closer in my personal relationship to God.
Wow, that's good. Whether it's right, like you say, whether it's wanting to eat healthy and exercise healthy, whether it's trying to be a better financial you down the road for your family or your lifestyle. So just whatever kind of goal you set, and that's good. That's good.
So on that note, what is your plans for 2017? Now, I know on Saturday, guys are going to be out.
We have the New Year's Eve outreach happening over on 35th in Burleigh, between Burleigh and Fond du Lac. And we'd like to ask everybody to be in prayer that God would be definitely there, wooing the people to get to know him. And we'll be serving the people with a lunch, a light lunch. And we have some Bibles, you know, free Bibles, hats, gloves, scarves. We got all those things happening for the community, and we're there to serve the community. So it's going to be
And the mobile media is going to be there.
Oh, yeah, the mobile media. Yep. Yeah.
And the pit master.
The pit master with the food.
With the food, yeah.
What time?
From noon to 4:30. Yeah. That's, again, like 35th Burleigh, between Burleigh and Fond du Lac. So come on out and, you know, serve the community, meet the people in the community, in hopes to walk and to start discipleship relationships. That's what it's about.
Resolve to be there.
I know with me, my commitment in the new year is to definitely ask the Lord to show me where I'm coming up short, know, in my relation to him. Do I need to be more patient? Do I need to lose weight? Do I need to, based on what he has planned for me?
Right, right.
You know, because I know that we're talking about going to Israel, you know, and weight is a major issue sometimes on the flights or walking and stuff like that. Because from what I hear, it's a lot of walking.
Stuff
like that. And so I really just don't want to be a hindrance in any way in what God has planned.
Absolutely.
And so that's my resolve, is to ask the Lord what resolve I need to have for 2017.
Right. Man, I think one of the things that God has really been putting on my heart coming forth in the new year is, first of all, he showed me that out of, you know, death, the loss of life can bring forth new life, you know, and I mean that in the sense of dying to self, and also just watching physical death, of how many have come to the Lord because of physical deaths being affecting the family and what have you. But even in all of that, God has shown me that, you know, to be a steward over the things that he's given me, a better steward, in a sense, from time to the possessions, from even like going in and taking the message of hope to individuals who will be coming back home and taking up their spots in their families, you know, to really take that into consideration, that God has put me there to raise men up to take up their roles as fathers and being men of God.
It's funny you mentioned that, Frank. That's been my resolution in a similar sense, where I just want to maintain where God has placed me. And just to be a little transparent, I just feel as I have become undone over this last year with the responsibilities he's given me. So, not like you, Rich, not only noticing my own failures, but knowing that God makes up the difference, but just saying, Lord, help me to maintain where I'm at and not give out and not give in with all you've given me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, and for me, you know, this year has been, well, the past few years have been really trying for me, and, you know, based on me, you know, I've been in my own way. I've kind of, you know, had a wrestling match with God for who's controlling my life, and he won. So I need to
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So that's one thing I'm you know, resolving to do, is to make sure I stay in my place and let him stay in his. And another thing is to, you know, be more intentional about my family relationships. You know, I just had a scare recently with my brother, and you know, that brought, you know, I need to be more intentional with my immediate family, with my son. I have a grandson, so I want to really nurture those relationships this
year. Absolutely.
Amen.
And so I tell you that the Captive Project, our commitment going in 2017, is to be more intentional. Our plan is to add 50 more disciples. Our plan is to explode in the prison discipleship with the help of Frank, who, congratulations, has officially become the director of the Genesis program at Basics.
Amen.
That's awesome. And so the commitment as far as Catch Pressure with the tabernacle and unifying the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year's Hope Fest, you know, show me your glory, you know, is the theme. And so we're definitely excited in the Captor Project as the team, as God is moving us forward and blessed us so much, you know, in our ministry and with new partners, you know, all across the board. And so we're going to be good stewards of what he called us to do.
Hallelujah.
And like Rob said, we're going to hold ground or we're going to advance. We're not going to take a step back, you know. And so
that's it.
Never scared.
This brings an end to our holiday programming.
That's it.
And next year, look forward to us going into the House of Corrections.
That's it.
We're going to do a segment with a hopefully a group of CEOs. Lord, say the same.
RCI.
Yep. RCI. So we're excited. Thank you for joining us.
Lord, Lord.
Hope Radio 98.7.
Hope Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Hope Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com, or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com, or drop us a line at 414-771-6000.
In his name, man.